The city and borough of Juneau collects a 5% sales tax on all goods and services. It's comprised of a permanent 1%, a temporary 3%, and a temporary 1% tax, the temporary portions to be approved by voters. The temporary 1% sales tax expires in September 2013, and voters will be asked to extend it this fall. It's called a project tax, because it's generally used to fund city construction and maintenance. In recent weeks, city departments have come to the Assembly with their favorite project. Other organizations are also expected to ask for a share. The Public Works and Facilities Committee is the first stop for requests.
So are you asking for $28 million out of the 1% sales tax?
Oh, we'd love to have $28 million.
I don't see it happening,
no,
Katie.
No, I don't see it happening either. And what we ended up with the last time was $10 million.
Assemblymember Karen Crane hopes airport manager Jeannie Johnson will put a realistic figure on the amount to come from sales tax for phase two of the terminal renovation. It will remodel or replace parts of the old wing built 60 to 70 years ago. Johnson says it ranks
as one of the third worst energy hogs of all CBJ buildings.
Other transportation projects in line for sales tax revenue are Capital Transit's bus barn and maintenance facility and Aurora and Auk Bay Harbors.
The question is, at what point do you stop spending good money after bad facility?
Park Director Carl Yucatel speaks for a lot of CBJ facilities that need maintenance, renovation, or complete replacement. Parks and Recreation has more than $8.5 million worth of projects, ranging from a new Centennial Hall roof to marine park improvements to local trails. The Eagle Crest Ski Area is hoping for a new learning center, followed by lodge renovation. The nearly $6.7 million three-phase project would start with the learning center, which General Manager Matt Lillard calls a priority if Eagle Crest is going to manage its growth.
Over the past 5 years, we've seen an over 3% growth yearly, and that is mainly coming from new users to the ski area.
Lillard says the Learning Center would house the Snow Sports School, which is enjoying 36% growth this season, as well as a rental shop, retail and repair shop, classroom space, and a facility for the increasing number of adaptive skiers and boarders.
We also feel that by having a learning center, we can gain more users at Eagle Crest and hopefully increase our revenue in these areas by approximately $50,000 annually.
Lillard says renovation of the current lodge to be done in phases 2 and 3 would also bring in more revenue. Other city agencies vying for the tax money are hoping for new facilities. Bartlett Regional Hospital wants $5 million in sales tax dollars for a 21-bed mental health unit for kids ages 5 to 17. The library department wants to build in the Mendenhall Valley at the Diamond Park site. The current Valley Library is in the Mendenhall Mall. Library Director Barbara Berg says rent at the mall has increased 17% since 2009.
It's the elephant in the middle of our budget, essentially. We sacrifice collection money, computer money, everything else in order to be able to pay the rent.
Berg says the mall has so many limits it constrains programs the library can offer. The city's portion of the project would be $4.7 million, with most of the funds coming from the state of Alaska. The Juneau Arts and Humanities Council is looking for $14 million for two small theaters. Former Assemblymember Jeff Bush is now on the council's board of directors.
We went out originally with a concept of a single theater of between 500 and 600 seats. And the public user groups came back and said, no, we need so many spaces that we would prefer to have two smaller spaces rather than one larger space.
The only nonprofit to submit a request comes from Sea Alaska Heritage Institute for $3 million toward construction of the Sobolov Cultural Center to be built downtown. The temporary 1% sales tax generates an average of $8 million a year, or $40 million over the 5 years it's in effect. Voters approved the last one in 2008. It's likely more projects will be proposed for those funds over the next few months. The Assembly will decide which ones will go on the fall municipal election ballot. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.